You know what's amazing? You know what's amazing? That I sit here and somehow I could just misplace things that are right in front of me. I'm looking for stuff. It's on the desk. You know, I should send you pictures, post pictures of the chaos that is my desk here each morning. Just trying to keep it all. Well, with so much news and so many things happening, you know, whether it's the Chinese trade arguments, the arguments with Mexico over trade, the influx of the invasion at the southern border, of course, the herd of Democrats running for the presidency, all of which trying to be louder and more, you know, bizarre so they can get some attention, get some airtime than the next guy or gal, whatever, right? Any rate, so if you didn't hear this earlier, I want to play a couple of things for you from your favorite AOC. She likened being a server, being a waiter and a waitress and a bartender. If you're in that sort of a job, that's like indentured servitude. Somehow that's on par with slavery and indentured servitude. And these waiters and waitresses are living this absolute horror, being taken advantage of. And by the way, you're the one doing it. It's your fault. You're the one taking advantage of them. It's well, there you go. And I want you to hear it because I can't make this sort of idiocy up. I mean, you have to hear it to fully comprehend how stupid it really is. Bite number five from our good friend AOC, the prophet of doom. Here she is.
It is so real, the amount of exploitation and harassment and labor violations that you will endure for the sake and the structure of tipped work. I remember working in restaurants and, you know, you would have someone say something extremely inappropriate to you or you'd have someone touch you. And the thing is it would be the 28th of the month, the 29th of the month. And the first of the next month was rolling right around and you had a rent check to pay. And so you were more likely to stand up for yourself and to reject sexual harassment on the 15th of the month or maybe the 10th of the month when you could pick up an extra shift to make up for telling that guy to go buzz off. But on the 28th of the month or the 29th of the month, you will let that person touch you because of your economic desperation.
Oh, please.
You will take that
dangerous shift. Oh, yeah. You'll let them paw you up because, oh, I got to make. Come on. Really? You know, Ivy worked in restaurants, a lot of them, different ones, pretty decent higher-end restaurants, a bunch of them, and said that didn't happen. You know, yeah, people got touched, and they were shown the door. You know, people didn't lose money over it. It's such nonsense. So here's, I want to go to Bite 8 because John Delaney is a Democrat running for president. And in the surreal world of California politics, the Democrats had their convention over the weekend. And Delaney was among those that got up and didn't prescribe to the ideology of the Democrat Party today. And in fact, he had the nerve to suggest that maybe Medicare for All is not a great idea. And so then AOC said, you should get out of the race for president. You're way off base. We don't need you here. John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado, also said Medicare for All, not a great idea. And he got attacked as well. So let's go with bite number eight to give you an idea of what the Democrats have become. Go.
Medicare for All may sound good, but it's actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. I'm telling you. 100 We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care, but it shouldn't be a kind of health care that kicks 150 million Americans off their health care. That's not smart policy. I want everyone to have health care, but it's got to be a plan that works for every American.
How dare you have an idea that goes against liberal orthodoxy? I mean, seriously. There it is. There it is. You break with liberal orthodoxy and they will go wild in the streets. And they will hold you accountable for being not what they demand. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Once you retire, that regular paycheck from your job is going to stop, but you know that bills won't. You'll still have to pay your monthly utilities and health care and even taxes. Yes, in retirement. Fortunately, you might have a 401k or an IRA, but you need to convert that money into actual retirement income. Well, Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do exactly that. They'll sit down with you to design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate lifetime income. You won't have to worry about whether the market's down or about who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter, like spending more time with your family. Give them a call today. Bruce and Michael standing by, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526. Or go online, mylifeplanfinancial.com, mylifeplanfinancial.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you on over. We'll be right back with some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show.
Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American